Good evening. This is KGVM 95.9 on your dial from Bozeman, Montana. And this is the Meditation to Self-Realization Show. I'm Jim.
And I'm Marion, and we have some special guests today, a live group. We have Janet Sharpless and Simeon Irwin, Arlene Hogue, Joyce Johnson, and Mimi Gund, and Jeannie Campbell. So,
So we have Immigrant, the Flathead, and Bozeman all represented.
today we're going to do our Soul Sync Festival, and it will be Soul Sync for attention and intelligence. And I would just like to remind everyone that during this meditation, we're going to be using our fingers to count our breaths. We'll be taking 8 breaths with each stage that Preeti G walks us through. The first stage is the deep inhalations and exhalations, just simply breathing slow and deep for 8 cycles. And the second one, we're going to be inhaling and humming like a bee. Thank you, Jim. I went blank. The third stage is taking an inhale and observing the pause between the inhale and the exhale for 8 breaths. The fourth one is we take a deep inhale, and as we exhale, we say within ourselves, we're chanting, I am, or I am limitless consciousness. And then the next stage, we're going to keep our hands, our thumb and our index finger gently touching, open towards the sky on our lap. And we're going to visualize everything turning into light. We're going to leave these forms and become light beings, and everything and everyone around us will be light. And then on the fifth stage, we're going to have our intention for a, we're going to have our intention for attention, live. We're going to feel it, and we're going to live it and taste it and smell it, whatever that smells like, but what we're attentive to in the present moment. So here we go. We're going to get started. And so I'm going to ask everyone to take your last sip of tea and close your eyes and take some nice, slow, deep inhalations. And try to make your exhalation longer than your inhalation. And as you're breathing, feel that breath expanding your heart. Feel the chest rise and then fall. And relax your facial muscles. Feel your jaw relax. Feel your shoulders drop and relax. And now, with the next inhalation, feel your whole body relax so that we can sync our souls together. And here's Preeti.
Welcome to the Great Soul Sync Practice. Intelligence is not only accumulation of information, it is more importantly the capacity of the mind to pay attention. For only through attention, the human brain makes the connections between divergent pieces of information necessary for breakthrough solutions. So today in our Soul Sync meditation, feel and see a luminosity flooding our brains. Feel a great intensity spreading throughout your brain, making you capable of undistracted attention. Feel that power and intensity with great vividity. You may do this soul sync either for yourself or for another. So let us begin. Please sit in a comfortable posture and hold your spine erect. Your shoulders, hands, and face must be totally relaxed. Gently rest your palms on your thighs facing skywards. You may also use a chair if that makes you more comfortable. Close your eyes and breathe slowly. Breathe slow and deep for 8 times in total awareness. For each breath you take, gently touch the tip of one finger with your thumb. For the first breath, you will touch the tip of the index finger with your thumb. For the second breath, the tip of the middle finger with your thumb, and so on. You will keep count of your breath in this manner for 8 times. Breathe slow and deep into the abdomen. If your attention wanders, keep touching a fingertip and bring your attention back to your breath. Let us move into the second stage of soul sync now. Inhale deeply, and on your exhale, make a humming sound like a bee. Your hum must be strong enough to cause your head and body to vibrate. Make this humming sound for 8 times. Each time you hum, gently touch your thumb to the tip of one finger. Gently stop the humming now. We are entering the third stage of the soul sync meditation. In this stage, you will breathe slowly and observe the breath pause that naturally occurs between every inhalation and exhalation. You will observe 8 such breath pauses. For every breath pause you observe, you will gently touch your thumb to the tip of one finger. Let us move into the fourth stage of soul sync now. In this stage, you will slowly whisper the chant, Aham, to yourself. Repeat the chant 8 times as you gently touch the tip of your fingers with your thumbs. Now gently touch the tips of your index finger with your thumbs and hold your hands in this position. Breathe slowly and visualize and feel as if your body is dissolving into golden light. Feel as if you are no more this limited self. You are expanding into the cosmic self. You are an infinite field of consciousness. Thank you. at this stage of soul sync, feel a great luminosity spread from the middle of your brain, illuminating all your nerve cells. Feel a building of great intensity and focus within you, an attention and intelligence that can cut through any challenge. Whenever you're ready, take a deep breath and slowly open your eyes.
Let's take just a moment here to be grateful for the attention and intelligence that we felt with everyone. And thank you, Eklund. Thank you, Preetiji and Krishnaji, for bringing us this Soul Sync Festival that we've been doing for the last 6 days. Tomorrow is our grand finale. Okay, so with that, I would like to open up the floor for anyone that would like to share. And thank you, Mimi, for joining us all the way from
Kalispell.
So, well, no, Kalispell. Flathead.
Are you in Kalispell or just the Flathead? Or
I'm actually in Columbia Falls.
Columbia Falls.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining.
Love you guys. Have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
And I'd like to ask for some, I'm looking forward to hearing people share. And I'm wondering what it's like for everyone else when we move into that space of limitlessness and we lose our form and we turn into light. That's one of my, I love this meditation, and that is one of my favorite parts when we dissolve into light.
I could share with that.
Okay.
Real quick, because we did this meditation this morning, and this morning when we did it, I was able to recognize the ego as wisdom, knowledge, whatever, all those thought forms. That's the ego part. That's not the divine intelligence. And during that meditation this morning, after I went through that, all of a sudden I felt like just a channel and the light coming through me and going out to what my intention was for the people in my soul circle. Now tonight on this meditation, it was totally different. By the time we got to the end there in that limitless state, there was no thought form going through my head at all. And I felt like a melting pot where everything was just oozing into me. And that's it. I mean, I felt kind of transcendent, you know, like I went to a whole different space, and still I was alert enough to know that the meditation ended when you said, you know, or when she said, you know, open your eyes and all that. So it was really different because it's hard to explain to feel alert, but yet feel just, I don't know how to explain it. So, like you said, a bundle of light, I guess.
Dissolve into light.
Dissolve, yeah. I was
that's how people,
that's a good one. It's like watching the pill go into our dentures and how it dissolves into the water with the bubbles.
Anyone else want to share what that's like for them, or any other thing that came up for you in the meditation?
You got to unmute yourself if you want to share.
I'll share something.
Oh, good.
Just being able to, just, can you hear me?
Yes. Oh, mm-hmm. Yes. Very nicely.
Oh, okay. Just stopping for me, who rarely stops, just stopping and sitting and breathing is just, it makes me feel like I'm changing, you know, like I can breathe again. And then when we went into the universal light, I was thinking for a while. And then all of a sudden we were coming out of it and I was gone. I went, oh, so towards the end, I was just wherever I was. Mm-hmm. In the universal light, I wasn't there. I was everywhere. I wasn't here. I was everywhere. So that was, yeah, I kind of wanted to stay there, but it ended.
The invisible woman.
Yeah. It was very extremely relaxing today. I feel, yeah, I just feel floaty. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I would like to share one more thing, because it was interesting now that we talk about being open, like an open channel to let the universal intelligence go out into the world. And so I was up on a chairlift with these two young females and school age. And as we were going up, I didn't say a peep. And all I was doing was just sending them all these, like a litany of, I hope you have a good life and enjoy yourselves and be blah, blah, blah. But I was just like channeling it. All these thought forms of beauty for their life was going through me. And it was just one thing after the next. It was like a prayer litany. And that's all I did. I didn't do anything else. I just wanted that energy just started flowing in their direction. So it was really different. I don't think I've ever really done that before. I wouldn't call it, I wasn't praying for them or anything like that. It was just,
I think every prayer is a prayer.
Well, but I didn't define it, you know, it just started happening. Yeah. I'm going up and all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's like a replay happening of the morning meditation.
Okay. Bless those young girls everywhere. Okay. I thought I saw Joyce reach into.
Am I there? Oh, okay. Hi. I'm in kindergarten with meditation. You know, I'd like to remind you. But I just simply felt a rising up above human consciousness, which is a wonderful place. rising up above everything I was thinking about and everything I was concerned with in the day. And that is, to me, at this stage of learning, a real, real important place to get down pat. So arising above the human chatter. I love that. That's all. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you, Joyce. That's why we do it. We love it too. Yes, okay, you want to speak up a little bit, Joyce?
Okay, I feel a real connection with the energy. I'm more conscious of it. I've always been praying and doing things, but now it's even clearer. And I've had several incidents today where people needed prayers, and I really felt a connection, a deeper connection. I knew what I was saying, doing, and it just felt very deep.
Yeah.
And so I think it's fun.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. Yeah. It really is beautiful to watch how the universal intelligence or the divine moves through us, and there's no words to describe it. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, we struggle to describe it.
Because we're always trying to find the divine. What is it? You know, is it God? Is it some form? And, you know, it's just like the meditation. There's a formless, formless out there.
Different for everyone, too.
Yeah, different for everyone.
Nature for many.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly for me. Go ahead, Arlene. I saw you're ready.
Okay. Well, I decided to do this for... a friend who I think needs some help. And so at the beginning part, I was getting numerous ideas during the breathing of things that actually tangible things, steps that would be really helpful for me to take that I thought of before, but I just wrote them down, so now I'm set. And but the part with the, when we got to the light, so I was trying to hold this person and the picture of this person in my mind, and so it wasn't quite. I felt like I wasn't quite as able to. Go off into the outer realms. So I don't know if I really needed to try to visualize this person, or when you're doing it for someone else, if there's a special way that's recommended. So that's my question.
Well, I think just holding the intention that this is being done for them in your heart and feeling them in your heart, then the divine does the rest.
That's kind of what we do on the morning practice, you know, with our family circles. We get 9 people, whoever it is, friends, family, whatever, and you can keep increasing that. And then you can just send that prayer thought form to each one, because each one needs something different, you know. And
you pray for people outside by their name.
You can visualize
flash of the face.
Flash, and just like with the girls, I had no clue who they were today, and we started doing it. 2 strangers. So I thought, oh, why not?
It's just happening.
It just happened. Yeah, it was a great opportunity.
And just like your experience, it was just happening that the words come forth. And just like what you described, Arlene, you held that intention. It was for that person. So they receive
Yeah, and I got some awareness and inspiration as to some obvious steps, and the knowledge that this was the time, and instead of just kind of hanging out and waiting for things to get better, that this is the time for us to come together and maybe do some action.
Nice.
That's important.
Yeah. So that was, wow, okay, yeah.
That's the intelligence moving right to the point. And then we...
Mm-hmm. How about you, Marion?
Well, I was aware of the fact that I was paying closer attention to each of the steps and not wandering so much and not losing count on my fingers. The things that happen when your attention isn't quite there. So that was reassuring. And then that place where we all turn into light. I don't know, because we've been doing it so many times and for so many years now that I truly experience that cosmic self or conscious self and feel everything turn into light. And it's so beautiful to be there. And it inspires me to want to do that more often through the day instead of being such a human doer. It inspires me, like Jeannie was talking about, to be more of a human being. Which in Latin means wise beings. So, take some wisdom to stop doing so much and to be. So that really felt delicious.
One thing, hi, I am compelled to share what happened to me a long time ago. A person I knew, kind of an advanced soul, had been meditating. But it was much later when I said, one day I felt this wash of ecstasy just kind of flow over me, a feeling of bliss that all was well. It was very tangible. And he says, oh, yes. He says, I was in meditation and I was sending that to you. So I just thought I'd share that, this intent of sending feelings to others is very real and very tangible. And like Arlene was saying, it's right now. Yeah. You could sit in meditation doing that all day, couldn't you? You know, a form of prayer. Yeah.
Definitely. That makes total sense, doesn't it? Because there is no time and space in reality. So we're tapping into that timeless, spaceless place, right?
True.
Yeah. I would love to see your cute face, Jeannie Campbell. Hello.
I'm so sorry. I don't know. You know, and in the beginning, I kept pushing the button that says it would go to the video, but it never seemed to do what it asked me to do, even though I kept saying I was saying yes to it. So I don't know.
You know how that goes.
Right. We got that.
But you're here. That's what counts.
Yes. And I can visualize you.
I actually, these phones, it's the love-hate relationship, and I won't use that word actually, because it's not really that. It's just sometimes I just want to pretend the phone doesn't exist, and we don't live in this world where everything has to be, you know, connected to a phone or a computer.
You're here.
Simeon, you got any?
Not yet. It's still rolling around.
It's allowed to roll.
Speaking of keeping it rolling, I just want to let everybody know I'm pretty sure we're going to start Monday or sometime next week at 6:45 a.m. We're going to kick off KGVM morning show. And what we're going to do there is just have 15-minute meditation every morning, Monday through Friday. And then the programs that go on the air will take place. And so we're going to sponsor this meditation. And there'll be various meditations from Ekam. And it'll be mixed up, you know, peace and compassion and whatever.
Relationship.
And it'll be quite a mix. I don't think we can get it out here in the valley, but for all the Bozemanites, 6:45 a.m. Monday through Friday, and hopefully we're going to kick it off this Monday. I got to get in touch with the program director and see how that's going to work out. But he's already agreed to do that. That way you don't have to listen to all the public service announcements at the start of the day. You can listen, you can meditate.
Wonderful.
I'll be there in my dreams.
Okay. I'm sure you will be. All right. Well, if we're finished with our sharing, we do have a song that we're going to play today.
We got the other one queued up.
Wonderful. Yes.